from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election, but her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, getting a bigger vote than most pollsters forecast. Exit data suggested the far-right Germany party grabbed more than 13% of the national vote. It's the first time that openly nationalists have entered the German parliament since the Nazi era, marking a sharp departure for a country that has limited political speech and is wary of any dramatic expressions of nationalism. The party's leader tweeted that Germany has experienced an incomparable political earthquake. At the party's headquarters, supporters chanted, "We are going to take this country back." Dozens of players, coaches, and owners throughout the National Football League defied the American President Donald Trump on Sunday by kneeling and linking arms in solidarity instead of standing when the national anthem was played at the beginning of their games. The Associated Press reported that more than 130 pro football players took part in protests during their game Sunday, compared to six last week. Trump has said the National Football League should fire any player who takes part in such protests. The league has criticized the president's comments, calling them divisive, and said he exhibited a lack of respect for the athletes involved, many of whom are black. This is VOA News. A senior Somali military officer was gunned down in Mogadishu Sunday evening, according to security sources who spoke to VOA's Somali service. Gunmen armed with pistols fatally shot Abdullahi Mohammed Sheikh Karuru and a bodyguard as the two men were walking home from a mosque in the Somali capital, according to witnesses. The attackers walked past the general and the bodyguard, then turned and shot them from behind, the sources quoted the witnesses as saying. Both victims died on the spot. The general was a senior army officer at Somalia's command and control headquarters in Mogadishu. He had served previously as deputy commander of logistics for the Somali army. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the assassinations. Search and rescue teams in Mexico continue to scour the rubble for survivors after a third powerful earthquake rocked Mexico Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake had a magnitude of 6.1 and was centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, about 360 kilometers southeast of the capital, which is still reeling from Tuesday's 7.1 quake and an 8.1 quake on September 7th. One person was killed and seven wounded when a masked gunman opened fire in a church just after the service ended Sunday in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee. The shooter is described by police as a 26-year-old man from Rutherford County. He was also shot, but it's not clear if the shooting was accidental or intentional. The Metro Nashville Police Department said the gunman fatally shot a woman in the parking lot of the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ before entering the sanctuary and then indiscriminately shooting. Hurricane Maria, which ravaged Puerto Rico last week, is growing weaker as it moves north. But the U.S. National Hurricane Center said Sunday the storm could still cause dangerous surf and rip currents at beaches on the U.S. East Coast this week. Maria hit the island of Puerto Rico as a Category 4 storm. It weakened to a Category 3 with maximum sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. Much of Puerto Rico remains without power and phone service, as is spotty. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.